The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. At this hour, we are now waiting for word from our good friend Mike Lindell, where the Canadians have been playing some shenanigans at the border. Mike Lindell is sending thousands of beautiful MyPillows to the Freedom Convoy over in Canada. And every time the truck has crossed over or tried to cross over the border, they're requiring some sort of a new China virus test or some sort of an excuse so that they cannot come across the border. Now, there is some reporting out there that Canada has delivered an outright ban on Mike Lindell, and that is not true. Say, Todd, how do you know that is not true? Because Mike and I were texting each other last night, and he says that they are going to be able to cross the border today, sometime today. The Daily Beast says that MyPillow is planning to drop pillows from airplanes over Canada. That is a flat-out lie. I don't know what they're smoking over at the Daily Beast, but Mike sent me that late last night. He says, check out this fake news. So there you go. So we are waiting to hear from Mike Lindell, and he'll give us an update as soon as they successfully cross the border with all those MyPillows. Meanwhile, you have banks here in this country that are threatening to shut down Mike Lindell again. And Lindell's like, fine, they want to shut me down, shut me down. And I told him, I said, hey, look, you need to, if your bank dumps you, I've got a great bank for you in Tennessee. We're a freedom-loving state. And we work with the great bankers over here. But anyway, this is why we are so happy to be a part of MyPillow. And there is a way for you to help and lend a helping hand. The only way they're able to send these free pillows is when you buy a pillow. So if you go to MyPillow.com and MyPillow.com/Starnes, we've got our own page there, and you'll be able to help Mike Lindell out as he tries to honor these freedom-loving truckers in the Freedom Convoy in Canada. All right, good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Todd Starnes. We got a lot going on today, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention what happened a year ago today when we lost our friend Rush Limbaugh. And I've seen all over social media and on some of the conservative networks, they're remembering Rush and what he did for this country as a broadcaster, what he did for AM radio. And I'm one of these people that believed Rush really saved AM radio when it was going down the tubes and made AM radio very relevant. I love AM radio. The radio station I own, KWAM, it has a great FM signal, but I love listening to the AM signal, AM 990. And there's just something about the idle. It's sort of like, you know, when it's a really cold, snowy day outside and you've got a fire going in the fireplace and you got a big, thick sweater on and you're just hanging out. You got your dog there. If you have a dog, little Merlot. And it's just, and you turn on that radio and it's very comforting to me. You know, radio is, and Rush illustrated this point so well during his career, that it is it's a conversation. Radio is not about screaming at you for 3 hours a day. Radio is more than that. Radio is about entertaining first and foremost, and taking care of your sponsors. And we do that here on this radio program. We love our sponsors, and they have great products, and they love America, and we want you to know about these folks. I'll mention this now because I will forget it, because we've got Jim Jordan coming up, Marshall Blackburn. We got a lot of A-listers coming on the program. But yesterday after the show, a guy dropped by, and he owns the Wolf River Popcorn Company here in Memphis, Tennessee. And man, I love this stuff. They sell it over at my local pharmacy that I go to, Germantown Pharmacy, and the stuff is like, I don't know, crack cocaine covered in caramel. It's amazing, this popcorn. Honest to God, I'm a huge popcorn guy, and I'm an Orville Redenbacher mostly, but this popcorn, they have specialty popcorn, and they've got all sorts of different flavors made right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And the guy's a devout Catholic, very conservative, listens to the radio program. His name is Jim. And on the back of every single package of their popcorn is a Bible verse. And Jim came by. He's a big fan of the show, wanted to talk about some politics. I said, Jim, have a seat. And we had a good conversation. And he thanked us for sharing about his product on our radio station. They don't pay us to do that. Maybe they will one day, but you know what? That's okay, because it's a local business. Good Christian man, loves America, and we want to be able to help folks like that. Rush did that all the time. And so we have, it's not even big shoes to fill. We're, you know, Rush did his thing, and we're doing our thing. I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh on the radio, like many of you did. Many of you are Rush babies. Your parents and grandparents listen to Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And we try to bring that sense of entertainment. I hope we do a good job for you. We'll be celebrating 5 years on the radio in July, July 6th to be exact. And we're just going to keep doing what we do. We're going to keep adding stations. We're going to keep growing. And the way I see it, and this is, I will tell you this right out of the gate. The mindset in talk radio is you got to be on New York stations. You got to be on Los Angeles. You got to be in Chicago. Nobody cares about the smaller markets. You got to be on those top. As a matter of fact, somebody told me, you know, if you're just on in New York City, that's all you need. Yeah, I disagree with that. I sincerely disagree with that concept, because I believe that every voice in this country matters. I don't care if you're in New York City or if you're in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, or Gainesville, Georgia. I believe every single radio station in America matters. And I can't tell you how many times I call up, and after this show, you know, the work continues, and I'll pick up the phone and dial, you know, call a radio station, say, hey, how are things going in your market? How are people responding to the show? Good, bad, ugly? We want to know it, because we want to help our local radio stations grow. I can promise you this, there are a lot of people in talk radio that will never do that. But we believe that's important. And so did Rush Limbaugh. So did Paul Harvey back in the day. If any of you old timers out there, you remember Paul Harvey. The rest of the story. Hello, Americans. Paul Harvey was one of those kinds of people. And that's who we try to emulate. That's who I try to emulate on this radio program every single day. So somebody asked me, Todd, do you miss Rush? I do. I appreciated Rush because he always read my stories on the air. Sometimes when I was on the air competing, and you really don't compete against Rush, you sort of exist in that time slot, but I'd be broadcasting and people would send me a note, hey, Todd, Rush is reading something you wrote on the air. And I'm like, oh, that's great. How come you're not listening to my show? But I miss that. I would listen to his podcast every single day after my show, just to see what Rush had to say on things. And some of the folks that actually were a part of his show are big fans of our show now. And that's a very humbling thing. So I know many of you are Rush fans. And it would be, a lot of people say, Todd, you shouldn't be talking about, you know, Rush, because that's the competition. No, that's not how we do things here. That's not how we do things. So some of you may just you may be missing Rush today, and that's okay. And I want you to call in if you want to talk about a favorite Rush Limbaugh memory. We're going to let you do that today on this radio program because that's sort of who we are. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I want to get back to this Washington Post story that came out yesterday. And it is, it's disgusting. Look, I've never agreed with Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota. Never agreed with her on anything. And nothing at all. There's zero that I've been able to agree with her about, except for one thing, and that was this Washington Post story. The Washington Post has been investigating average Americans. Let's say some of you gave money to the Freedom Convoy. You gave money to the Freedom Convoy in Canada because you support their mission, you support their values, and you want to lend a helping hand. So you send $20. Well, the Christian organization called Give Faith Go, that is the crowdfunding, crowdsourcing website, they got hacked. And somebody leaked all of the donor information. So if you donated to GiveSendGo and your name was on their website, then your name was exposed. So the Washington Post, Reuters, and a bunch of other newspapers, they sent out their reporters and hunted these people down. They've been calling them. They've been harassing them, demanding to know why they sent money to support the Freedom Convoy. Now, I'll tell you flat out, I gave $100, and I don't care who knows about it. I wish I could have given more. But I gave $100 to these good people, and I dare the Washington Post journalist to come after me. I would welcome that call. Because you know what? You laugh. I have a blowhorn. You know the kinds of blowhorns you have at the football games, those air horns? You know what I'm talking about? I've got one right by the phone. And the writers of this Washington Post piece, one of the guys is Aaron C. Davis, another is Andrew Batran, and the other is a guy named Dalton Bennett. And if any of those people call my home and ask if I donated money, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out that air horn and I'm going to stick it to the telephone and I'm going to let it rip. That's exactly what I would do. But they haven't called me yet. But when they do, you better believe I'm going to be ready. So I feel bad because a lot of these folks, look, I'm in this business. I'm used to getting the attacks. I'm used to dealing with these liars. But the average church-going lady, we had a sweet lady named Doris who called the show yesterday. Sweet Doris isn't used to having to deal with these kinds of people. And the whole point of this doxing is to terrify you and to send a warning to the rest of the nation that if you support a company, if you support a cause that the Washington Post objects to, they're going to try and destroy your life. That's the message they're trying to send here with this doxing episode. It's disgusting. And Ilhan Omar is out there condemning the Washington Post. And Ilhan Omar, I say good for you. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. So anyway, we're going to get into all of this. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on Rush, and we're going to open up the phone lines on that as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Great stories up on the website. You're going to want to check all of that out. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right. Not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Hey folks, good to have you back with us today. Welcome to the program. As promised, we have Congressman Jim Jordan coming up, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Going to be a lot of fun. Congressman Ralph Northam is going to be out here as well from South Carolina. But right now, to the phones we go. Let's head down to Cajun Country, Louisiana. Corky listening to us on KROF. Hey, Corky, how's it going?
Todd, and we're getting ready for Mardi Gras. And I had some friends come over yesterday to help me because I had three hurricanes in the last year and a half. And I have Todd Starnes on the radio listening. And my friend says, he sounds like Paul Harvey. And this is the guy that made the French Quarter poster that, you know, for all of it down in New Orleans. And he says, I love that. He's just saying what I want to hear. And, of course, we grew up on AM radio. And we love you.
Well,
and of course, I have to tell you, we love Grace Moore. Grace and Mary came on and did a great job while you were gone, and I just want to applaud them on the air, and I want to applaud you because, like I said, we love you to death, and thank you.
Well, Corky, I appreciate you saying that. We love Grace and Mary, too, and it's concerning because I hear that the ratings may actually go up when Mary and Grace are hosting the show, so I may have just put myself out of a job here. Now, Corky, tell me, what kind of work do you do?
I'm retired. I'm disabled, retired, and I've been to 9 doctors for over the last 2 years because I've been having those shivers, and I've had vaccines. They finally came up 54 years ago. I broke my neck in a car wreck, and my spinal cord is being pinched by cartilage, which grew kind of like a pearl grows around a grain of sand in an oyster.
Well, I'll be. My.
it's been a nightmare because I lose my motor sense. I was a black belt in judo. I have no balance. I have no appetite. I mean, I'm crazy right now. But we listen to Todd because it takes my mind off of it, and I can focus on stuff when I'm listening to you.
Well, Corky, that means a lot, and we're just so excited. Brandon Cuomo's is just a great guy, the program director down there at KROF and KPEL, and of course Bernadette Lee. Bernie and I go way back, so we've had a lot of fun together, got into a lot of trouble together, and one of my favorite stories about you guys, Corky, for years the local cigar shop down there would send cigars to the fellows out on the front line. And we took part in that and just had a blast, giving the guys a little taste of home back during the war. So good people there. And you guys have a great town. And, Corky, I can promise you this, we're going to get down to Lafayette again very soon.
Well, Grace has my number because she said when y'all were coming to New Orleans, I said, hey, I'm about 60 miles away, but, hey, we can take care of you. We'll get you there. We'll take you around. We'll do whatever.
Love it.
I actually said if y'all had gotten down this weekend, I'd get you into the Mardi Gras ball.
But, hey, now, that's a lot of fun now. And we, believe it or not, we got a couple of Cajun guys here in Memphis, and I'm going to pick up a king cake later this afternoon. So we'll be getting a little taste of New Orleans.
Well, I told him, he says he's that super Cajun boy from New Orleans, that Cajun Luno. And he says, I love that. He said, but I'm out of posters. And I told Grace, I said, we're going to get you, if I have to steal them, I'm going to get you a couple of posters of the French Quarter and send them to you.
Oh, that'll be great. We'll put those up in the studio. Corky, we got to skedaddle for a break here, but God bless you. And thanks for listening to us. And thank you for spreading the word. And folks, that's really what it's all about. We are a grassroots effort. We're not we're not the big corporation. I am the corporation. So we're going up against iHeart and Cumulus and all the big guys. And we're having a lot of fun with it, too. All right. Randy in North Carolina, hang tight. We've got Jeff in Moorhead City, Joe in LJ. We're going to get to all your calls, but we are going to have to take a break here momentarily. So bear with us. President Biden was just asked about the threat of a Russian invasion. Man, this guy wants us to go to war. I mean, it's like bloodlust with Joe Biden. But he kept forgetting who the Secretary of State was. And we'll try to see if there's audio here. There may not be. But this just happened. President Biden kept calling his Secretary of State Senator. You can't make this stuff up. All right, got a couple of lines open here, folks. 844-747-8868. We're remembering our good friend, Rush Limbaugh. Great American. Great broadcaster. We'll be right back.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Folks, I don't know about you, but I am ready to open up our community, our town, to Canadian refugees. And I say this because I think Canada may be lost. This is nuts. Justin Trudeau, the practicing thespian, now the ruling dictator of Canada, is laying down the law. They are threatening to shut down, and if you give money to a pro-Trump organization, then you risk having your bank accounts shut down and frozen in Canada. Now, this just in, the Ottawa posting an announcement: if you are unable to care for your animal as a result of enforcement actions, your animal will be placed into protective custody for 8 days at your cost. So now the Canadians are saying, all you truck drivers out there, if you don't get off the roads and go back to work, then we're going to take away your pet. If you have like a little dog named Fluffy or Merlot, we're going to take your dog away from you. That's what's going on in Canada. So I say what we ought to do is open up our borders to all Canadian refugees. I mean, you got the illegals coming across the southern border. So what's a few more thousand? All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Randy in Statesville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Randy, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank
Hope
you for
Hope everything's doing well with you.
It is.
Basically, I've got to get off the political thing for a little while. You hit a sweet spot for me on AM radio. I'm one of those kids that grew up that the only band that my transistor radio got that I hid from my dad when I was going to sleep or hid from school when I went to school was AM. And I grew up on nothing but AM. All of my radios in all of my vehicles, the very first station on that radio is AM. Reason being is people like you, first off. People like, people think Los Angeles, Southern California is a bunch of left-wing wackos. Well, they haven't listened to KFI 640, Bill Handel. Do that first thing in the morning, and I'm going to guarantee it's going to change your attitude 100%. AM radio is what made this nation and keeps this nation going. Then also one of the things that is most fun in the world is if you're up really, really early and you have an older AM radio, you know, one that you got to twist the dial, try just twisting the dial and listening, and you'll find stations way out the other side of the country that you didn't even think that you didn't know about. For example, in Southern California, I used to get up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would hit the road. But I would be listening to KTNN, the Navajo Nation, up in Window Rock, New Mexico.
Keith, what was exciting for me when I was anchoring, you know, when I was anchoring the news out at KFBK in Sacramento, which, by the way, is where Rush Limbaugh launched his big national show. I would be anchoring the news. It was a 50,000 watt blowtorch. And at nighttime, we would get callers from Alaska who were listening to KFBK in Sacramento, California. And I remember as a little boy growing up, my dad got transferred down to New Orleans. So, of course, that's when I got my first transistor radio, listened to WWL there in New Orleans. Great talk radio station. And, Keith, I don't know if you ever did this at nighttime when those AM signals just exploded. And that's when I was first introduced to Bill Cunningham. We could actually get WLW out of Cincinnati, clear as a bell, down in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yep. It's called DXing. We do it in ham radio also. It's we're listening to distant stations. And it is a lot of fun. Then on top of it, each one of those stations that you do hear, if you just send them a little note, a little email, that you've heard them at X amount of time in such and such a location, they really appreciate it, and they'll write you back.
Well, and not only that, but also, and ladies and gentlemen, this is important for all of us to understand. You know, AM radio is in a fight, and it's important. You know, we stay on the air thanks to our great sponsors, and lots of your local radio stations have faithful sponsors to AM radio. It's important to let those people know, hey, heard your ad. Hey, I want to go and buy something because I heard about it on the AM radio station. That's an important thing to do. So, but Randy, we appreciate you calling in, and thanks for those great memories.
Thank you very much, and Rush lives on.
Amen. Good job, Tom. All right, here. Thanks, Randy. Let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina, out there on the coast. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Your screener there was asking me about Rush Limbaugh, and I started listening to him back in 89 and was a faithful listener. Couldn't listen every day for 3 hours, but probably three quarters of those. And yes, who in America doesn't miss him? Maybe the feminazis don't, and some of the hardcore on the left, but I do. But I tell you, I am so grateful that I found you on the station. I understand you've been going for 5 years, and I don't know if it was Grace, but for 4 years, we heard so much negativity about Trump, and I'm pro-Trump, I love him, that it really got to my spirit, and all I heard was negative news. And then when they stole the election, I kind of went into a funk. And I quit listening to the TV, quit watching TV, and I slowly got back to listening to some news, and I'm sure there's millions of others who feel just like me. But I got to listen to you and got to listen to you more. And your program is so balanced. And you all have fun, and it's lighthearted at times. And that's what someone like me that's listened to the crap for so long, that it's been a pleasure listening to you. And I just say, Godspeed, and may the Lord God Almighty bless you and keep you and keep doing the work that you're doing.
Well, Jeff, those are mighty kind words. Thank you, sir. And we love all the great listeners down there in Morehead City. You know, we did a big book signing down there at the Sanitary Fish House, and that was a lot of fun. That was the first time I'd actually been in that place, and it's amazing. But one of the things, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but back in that time, he mentioned the 1980s. That was really an amazing time in talk radio. I was in Atlanta. WGST carried Rush's show, and they actually had restaurants around Atlanta that would actually have a Rush lunch hour. And you would go in, just, you know, eat your lunch, and they'd be playing Rush Limbaugh over the intercom system of the restaurant. Maybe we should resurrect that, and over at the Sanitary Fish House, you go down and they're playing the show, and you can go and eat your fried shrimp and hush puppies. Or maybe we could get the Long Street Cafe in Gainesville, Georgia. We could start a new tradition during the lunch hour. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Grace, may as well have a little bit of fun, because clearly we're about to go to war with Russia.
Yeah, have fun while we can,
so
right?
So may as well have fun before we have to
Jeez
go.
Louise.
Oh, my word. So anyway, let's go to Florida. Keith is on the line. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
And I tell you, until I found you, I was lost for a few months from 12 to 3 every day. I mean, I didn't know what to do with myself. I listened to Russ for at least 20 years or so, and to me, he was the master of the art of war between conservatives and woke liberals. And I had the privilege somehow to get through to him at least to have a half a dozen times. The last year, I actually got through twice with Snerdly, and it really surprised me.
I'm impressed, because I know Snerdly, and so for you to be able to get through, that means you're a good caller.
I'm disabled, and I've been listening to AM radio for a long time, and I just have a knack of getting through. I've even talked to G. Gordon Liddy when he had his show. Sadly, Scarborough, too, and quite a few others spoken to on AM radio. But he had such a great show, and he taught me that not only to watch Fox, and it's gotten to where I watch more CNN and MSNBC, because he taught me to learn their messages and their strategies to learn how to fight against them. And he brought it to America every day. And you are the closest. And right at the same time. And, you know, another weird thing is 5 years before that, Justice Scalia died on the 13th of February. I went to his memorial and snuck in, and because I felt like the Constitution was being buried with him. The only one left was Justice Thomas that I really believed in. And it's just, February seems to be bad for patriotism these past few years.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why, you know, I try to make sure, you know, I don't do anything terribly crazy during the month of February. But you're right about that. You know, it's one of the things that Rush preached about liberals. And it's really funny, because whenever I see a conservative going through this particular issue, I have to laugh, because it clearly tells me they did not listen to Rush's show. All these folks, the conservatives that are apologizing to the cancel culture mob. Keith, what was it, Rush? What is it? You know, the Maharishi said, "Never apologize." These people do not want to hear it. They want to destroy you. They're not interested in your opinions. They're not interested in your ideology. They want to shut you down. That's the ultimate goal here, is to shut down people. And it just drives me nuts when I see people like the Joe Rogans of the world. And you know, I was reading a story yesterday that said, well, Joe Rogan is going to carry the torch of Limbaugh. Okay, Joe Rogan was a supporter of Bernie Sanders, so I'm pretty sure that's not exactly accurate. But the reality is, he apologized to the mob and they ate him alive.
Yep. And, you know, just like you could have a conversation, even though he couldn't hear. He had conversations with you on the radio. He didn't let you just talk and then cut you off and then comment on you. And it was really nice. I mean, Snerdly was great on the phone. I couldn't handle the memorial afterwards. So until I found you, I was really lost. I'm disabled, and I listened to a lot of radio. And work a T-shirt to hand anyways. But, you know, just from Rush, like this Tucker thing, and they reported that Biden talked to Trudeau to do this, to me, that gives us a game plan on here in the U.S., because I'm a little embarrassed the Canadians did this. I think in the U.S., Saturday, they should all drop their last load and then go to the nearest rest area or truck stop and say, I got exposed to COVID. I got a quarantine for 14 days.
You see, I'm with you, Keith. That the truckers of they're the ones that have the power, literally, to shut down this country. If we want to facilitate change, that's how we're going to do it. And I can tell you this: we will stand alongside them, Keith.
if they did that, it wouldn't hurt them on clogging the roads and stuff. We could go to the rest areas and feed them. They wouldn't get in trouble with their companies. They got a quarantine, right? The CDC requires it.
That's true. You know, the rules are the rules, Keith. You got to abide by the rules.
The trucker blue flu.
I love it.
Have a great day.
All right, Keith, God bless. And you give us a call back one of these days. Grace, just like Bo Snerdly, you got to let the guy get through.
Yeah, clearly.
All right. So, hey, folks, we got to take a break here. We are broadcasting today from our beautiful Liberty University studios.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Hey, I just wanted to tell y'all that Todd Starnes a while ago was talking about crackers, and he said he wanted to be called saltine. Cracker that's not referring to an actual cracker. It's the cracker of the whip is what it's referring to. My wife and I looked it up not long ago. thank you.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. Yes, it's we're having a little bit of fun with that. That's why whenever someone like the mayor of New York City calls all of us folks of the Caucasian persuasion crackers or crackers.
Every day in the police department, I kicked those crackers' ass, man. I was unbelievable.
He kicked those cracker ass. Yes, he did. Yes, Mr. Mayor, you're not allowed to say that word. We prefer, by the way, to be called saltine Americans. Thank you very much. All right. Grace, I guess they took us literally, I guess. So.
I guess so.
All right. You know what? Well, but we have a learned audience, and they always want to make sure that we're on the straight and narrow.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they don't want us to stray, and they want to make sure we have all the facts, nothing but the facts.
Exactly.
Crack up. As they say no down comment. In New York City. All right, let's go to the phones here. Our good buddy, Joe from LJ. Joe, we need to give you, like, theme music or something.
Todd, you're great. I've got a real exciting project. It's called the Joe McCutcheon Encouragement Project. And, Todd, we will always encourage you and tell everybody to listen to your great radio show. But I think we need it in America. You know, people are always talking about all the bad things that are happening. So I decided to start the Joe McCutcheon Encouragement Project, and we're national project, and you're my first national talk show I've talked to about it. But anyway, the whole
I better be the only one, Joe. I don't want you cheating on us now.
Todd, you're the best. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Talk about Rush. I love Rush, but I tell you what, you have a positive, very informative, and I talk about Newsmax. I listen to you all, watch you all the time on Newsmax, and it is a great, great network. I love Newsmax, but anyway. I think we need to encourage and lift up people. You know, we can always think about something to lift up somebody. And I know I've been encouraged a lot in my life, and that has really inspired me to lift up and encourage other people. So I just want to encourage all the people listening to your wonderful show across the country to say an encouraging word to somebody, whether it's your mother, your dad, your girlfriend, your best friend, whatever. Lift them up and encourage them, because that can change a life. I think one reason I've been very successful is I've had a lot of encouragement all my life. And so now, Todd, it's my time to encourage you, and I will always encourage you And Grace is great. She's a great lady. I call a lot of talk shows, and I've never talked to a better screener than Grace. She's always kind. She always says, you know, Joe, we'll get you on. And she does what she says. Some screeners, you know, I've even had them hang up on me before, you know. So Grace is really a national treasure. And, Todd, you're a national treasure. And I just want to tell you, I'll always encourage you and encourage everybody to listen to the great Todd Starnes radio show.
Well, thanks, Joe. I feel encouraged now. And Grace is going to want a pay raise, so you got to kind of, you know, tone that down a little bit. Just tone it down a little bit. All right.
She deserves it.
Yeah. Well, no doubt about that.
You do.
All right, Joe. God bless you, Joe. Folks, we got to get a movement. Let's listen to the Todd Starnes radio show at your local diner. So we're going to have to figure out how to make this work, but I think we may be onto something here. Hey, Jim Jordan coming up. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right. Not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word PHOTO to 55404 today to enter. That's PHOTO to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. Hope you're doing great today. A lot going on this hour of the program. Want to give you an update. We told you about the Canadian government cracking down on people who are supporting President Trump. Word came down yesterday that pro-Trump supporters in Canada could end up being frozen out of their bank accounts. We're also getting word now that the Canadian police are sending the names of people protesting and standing alongside the Freedom Convoy to banks across Canada. This is Bloomberg reporting the news, and the Canadian Bankers Association has confirmed that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have alerted bank to a list of names. Meanwhile, you have the Washington Post out there doxing the names of law-abiding Americans who have donated a few dollars to the Freedom Convoy movement and demanding they explain themselves. Well, you know what? It's none of their business. And quite frankly, if you are getting a knock at the front door, the doorbell rings, and you've got a Washington Post reporter, all you need to do is tell them to go back to where they came from. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, and slam the door in their face. You don't have to be rude about it, but you can be direct with these people. Unbelievable. We'll go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Our good friend, great American patriot, Congressman Jim Jordan with us. And Congressman, first, welcome to the show. And I'd love to get your reaction to what the Washington Post and some of these other news organizations are doing, doxing the names of these law-abiding Americans.
No, it just shows you, Todd, good to be with you. It just shows you how radical the left has become. I mean, this is a direct attack on what the government's doing there and signs of those kind of things here in our country. Direct attack on the First Amendment. You know, I've said now, for over the last year, every single right we enjoy under the First Amendment has been assaulted. Your right to practice your faith, your right to assemble, your right to petition, freedom of the press, and obviously freedom of speech. So this is the most dangerous thing that is happening under the Biden administration. We can recover from all the other stupid, terrible things they're doing, but if they undermine and get rid of the First Amendment and the constitutional protections we have, that's when we're talking about the fundamentals, and that is what is most alarming.
You know, for me, and I don't mean to disparage the White House press corps, I just think there are so many young reporters and experienced reporters, and they don't know how to push back, or maybe they don't want to push back. Maybe they really are walking lock, stop, and barrel with the administration. But there's nobody outside of Newsmax, Fox News, holding these people accountable up there.
No, you're exactly right. And the Democrat members of Congress, most of them cheer this stuff on. They cheer on the authoritarian attacks on the First Amendment. They talk about, oh, members of Congress did this. They remember, Zoe Lofgren put together a list of every tweet those of us who objected to counting the electors on January 6, 2021, she put a dossier on every member of Congress, everything they had tweeted out, and they want more of this censorship, this attack on people's free speech rights. So it's scary, but we have to push it. Here's the good news. The good news is it started with a few moms in Loudoun County. Then it was a few more moms. Pretty soon some dads got involved. Next thing you know, Glenn Youngkin is governor of a blue state. And now it's all the way up in Canada where truckers, and it's the same thing. It's this defense of freedom, this defense of liberty, this defense of the First Amendment. And that's the encouraging news.
And I look at Ilhan Omar. I never thought I'd be agreeing with her on anything, but even she sees how nutso this thing is. So.
Yep. And it used to be the left. The left used to be with us on this, Todd. They used to champion the ACLU, and they used to champion true free speech. Not anymore. And so it's good when someone like Congresswoman Omar speaks up in favor of free speech, because we need everyone to be speaking out in favor of this.
Congressman, a couple of other big stories I want to get to. One of them is whether or not we're going to be in a shooting war with the Russians. And maybe I'm off base here in my observation, but it seems like Biden is the one who's been beating, sounding the war drums here.
Well, I certainly hope we're not going to be in that kind of situation. The problem with this whole thing is when you project weakness from the get-go, like the Biden administration has, bad things happen. When weakness is seen from the Oval Office of the presidency, bad guys around the world do bad things. And that's exactly what we're witnessing now. So I saw a great interview from former Secretary of State Pompeo, and he said people asked him, would this happen under the Trump, if Trump were president? And his answer, I thought, was right on target. He says, I don't know, but I know this. It didn't happen when Donald Trump was president. And that speaks volumes, because President Trump projected strength. So did Secretary of State Pompeo. And unfortunately, we're not seeing that from President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken. And I think that's the problem. And so when you start in the wrong position, bad guys around the world are going to do bad things. That's exactly the situation we find ourselves in.
Congressman, in a nutshell, what did you read in that filing, the court filing from Special Counsel John Durham?
They were trying to frame the president of the United States. Because remember, what Durham said, he said they were looking to draw inferences and create a narrative. So we used to call that framing somebody. Frame the president of the United States. And I think the big question to ask is, Todd, this tech executive won. If he was doing legitimate activity, as the New York Times said he was to monitor this stuff, and then if he saw things that concerned him, he was supposed to bring that to people's attention. Well, if that's the case, if it was all legitimate, you were doing your job, Why didn't you just take it directly to the FBI? Why did you go to the Clinton lawyer, Mr. Zussman? And why does Mark Elias in on this as well? I mean, that to me is the key. If it's all legit, take it to the FBI. But you did it. You took it to the Clinton's campaign lawyer, the guy working for Perkins Coie, and then he took it to the FBI after he had created it, done the inferences, created the narrative, all those things. So that to me is the most telling thing about all this.
And then for the media just to completely ignore this story, is mind-blowing. I mean, it's zero coverage from the networks on this.
Yeah, but these are the same networks who, wall-to-wall coverage on the fake story. Now that we're getting the truth, zero coverage. So, I mean, God bless folks like you who are in the business of reporting the truth, in the business of getting the American people the facts. Unfortunately, so many folks in the mainstream press aren't, and they, I think it's interesting when President Trump said in 2017 they're spying on me.
the mainstream press, no, it can't be. And Democrats all said it was, you know, that wasn't true. 2019, when Bill Barr said spying took place, and there's a basis for my concern about that spying. Remember the reaction he got in the committee hearing from Democrat members of the Senate. They went after him, and the press went after him. And now here we are in 2022, based on what Durham filed last week, we know for sure what you and I knew all along, but we now know for sure that it took place. And what they were up to.
And just to illustrate again how sleazy these sleaze bags are in the mainstream media, President Trump put out a statement, and the point he was making is, hey, these are crimes that carry severe penalties, and you were asked about that statement, and you said you agreed with it, and the headlines come out: Jim Jordan supports the execution of campaign staffers of Hillary Clinton.
It's so stupid. Of course we don't. I'm just agreeing with the severity of what they did, how wrong what they did. And you know, if this thing were reversed, you know, if it was the Trump campaign spying on Secretary Clinton or on Joe Biden, that, oh my goodness, they would have been going after them. So but you know, people are used to how the left reacts and the ridiculous positions that they take.
You know, I think Hillary Clinton is really concerned about all of this, because typically she doesn't respond to any of these stories. But she actually came out and she's saying that that President Trump and Fox News are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones.
Yeah, I think she's thinking about running. And so she understands, like, whoa, this is coming right to the top lawyers on her campaign, Mark Elias and Zussman. So I think, you know, she wants to run again. I think that's pretty obvious. So, yeah, she's concerned, and she's going to go back to the same old thing, attacking the people who are actually presenting the truth.
So you think we could have another Clinton versus Trump matchup, possibly?
I mean, Do we really think Joe Biden's going to run? I mean, even what? But I saw some poll, the majority of Democrats have concerns about him running. So, and obviously it's been the worst year in the history of presidents. I mean, I don't know if anyone can point to one thing that he's done well. So, I think it's going to be someone else. And, you know, she's obviously at the top of that list.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, Congressman. Good stuff. I hope. And our final point here, I hope that when you guys take over the House of Representatives, we're going to be able to get to the bottom of all of this stuff once and for all.
That's the goal, get to the truth. So that's what we're supposed to do as part of our constitutional duty.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Thank you again, and God bless.
Take care. You too.
All right, Congressman Jim Jordan right there, a great fighter up on Capitol Hill. And I think he's a guy that would make an incredible Speaker of the House. This guy is a fighter. He's a conservative, and he doesn't mind. He will not back down. He will not back down. Real quick question here, folks, as we go to break. And President Biden asked just a few moments ago about the possibility of hostilities breaking out in Ukraine. They said, how high is the threat of a Russian invasion? He says it's very high. He says they have not moved any of their troops out. They've moved more troops in. He says we have reason to believe they are engaged in a false flag operation to give them an excuse to go into Ukraine. Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine, number one. He says, number two, I've been waiting for a response from Putin for my letter. My response to him, if it comes to that, Moscow, I can't even read this. These are the words of the president. This is the official White House pool report, and I'm going to read this verbatim as best I can. I've been waiting for a response from Putin for my letter that my response to him, it comes to the Moscow embassy. They're faxing it here, not faxing it. They're sending it here. I have not read it yet. I cannot comment on it. What in the world is he talking about? And he goes on and on and on. I got to get to this other part here. This is bizarre. He says, the question was, is there any diplomatic path still available, Mr. President? Yes, there is. There's a clear diplomatic path. That's why I asked Senator laughs, Secretary Blinken to go to the United Nations and make a statement today. He'll lay out what that path is. I've laid out a path to Putin as well on, I think, Sunday. And so there is a path.
there is a way through this, but by diplomacy. We're screwed, America. So the question, if push comes to shove, should we be involved in Ukraine? What do we do if Russia invades Ukraine? Do we stand down? Do we fight? 844-747-8868. People are debating this very issue right now up in Washington, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Losses to shoplifters tripling from pre-pandemic levels.
When there aren't fear of consequences, then those people who engage in shoplifting activities just will brazenly walk in, grab something, and walk right out.
I didn't leave this door yet.
Exhibit A.
You kidding me? Why are you stealing?
Exhibit B.
Hey, hey.
And Exhibit C. These videos of people walking out of his downtown stores without paying, some knowing they are on camera.
It's the brazenness of it that is really, really different.
Different and not in a good way. In this video, a man threatens clerks with a machete as he walks out without paying.
Amen.
Starting on Monday of this week, Friedman implemented what he calls a Denver crime spike fee. A 1% extra charge on all purchases at his downtown Denver stores to make up for all the theft losses, which are hardly unique to his business.
And by the way, they're not unique just to the Denver area. We're seeing this happen all over America, where the Democrat Party's Defund the Police initiative has led to a rise in lawlessness. This is what the Democrats are. When you vote for a Democrat, you vote for an increase in crime. You feel less safe. That's what's happening in Memphis, Tennessee. We live in a war zone, this beautiful city, beautiful people, but we live in a war zone because we're controlled by Democrats. And they hate the police. They hate law and order. They love this lawlessness because they know they can control through fear. And it's not just here in Memphis. There's a horrible story out of California about a family who owns a shoe store. Cut five, please.
I did have to change how people try on their shoes.
In Seattle, this sneaker business was in Caroline Cho's family for decades. But break-ins and brazen thieves forced her to make the change. And for a while, she only let customers try on one shoe.
That's the only way to protect my inventory.
But the losses still added up. And when her landlord hiked the rent, she decided to liquidate her inventory and shut down for good.
It's very bittersweet because you're saying bye to something that you grew up with, that your family sacrificed a lot to make grow and that supported us.
It's a horrible story. This beautiful Asian American family, they've had this business for years, and they've had to shut it down because of all of the crime. And when you see the videos, and we have all these videos posted on our website, you can see who's committing the crime. And there are people in the media who will say, and they will defend the criminals by saying, well, this is just reparations. These people grew up in poverty, and they deserve to have a pair of $150 sneakers, And so they have a right to go in and steal whatever they want to steal. And besides the homeowners or the business owners, they've got insurance. That is an actual argument that people are making out there. Reparations. I'm gonna reparate me some shoes because I've been put down by the man. All right. Can we just get real here for a moment? Nobody alive today over the age of, I don't know, well, under the age of 65 has been put down by the man. Nobody. 18 years old, 20, 25, 30-year-olds, you haven't been put down by the man. No, you're a lazy bum, and you're a criminal. Bunch of thugs going around stealing people. Blind. It's unbelievable, and it angers me because we all know that to be true. And they try to pawn it off as, well, this is all part of, making good on hundreds of years of slavery. Okay, nobody alive today has been a slave in the United States of America. Nobody. You know somebody, you bring him. I want to meet that person, and I will personally apologize for saying that, but nobody in the United States of America is a slave. Period. Grace, you know anybody who's a slave? Do you, any of your family, anybody you know own a slave?
No.
Thank you. I didn't think so.
Nope.
And Kyle's shaking his head, too. By the way, I think Joe from LJ hurt Kyle's feelings.
Oh, he just wants a compliment, too. I'll put him on the phones next time.
All right. Well, he's sensitive. Just saying. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Folks, if you got to buy some shoes, buy some shoes. Don't steal them. You know what I need you to do?
What?
We need, on the live show blog, let's post a link to Wolf River Popcorn Company.
Of course.
Can we do that?
Yep.
Folks.
2 seconds.
I want to explain what was happening during the commercial break here in the broadcast compound, the beautiful Liberty University Studios. State-of-the-art studios. Best in the business. We have radio engineers from all over Memphis coming and calling and saying, hey, can we come and see your studios? And we're honored that they want to because we've got the best folks put all of this together, and they did a terrific job. So anyway, I'm digressing for a moment. I got to brag on our great staff here. Chuck Condren, who is one of the greatest engineers in the business, is our chief engineer now. And we want to give him a big shout out. So, but anyway, I was walking out, and he bought our lunch yesterday, Grace Baker. Wasn't that nice?
Very nice.
I mean, it was a delicious sandwich.
You know, it was very good.
So the owner of, I was, before I bought the radio station, a radio station owner told me, hey, you're going to love it. You got to make sure you have a great engineer. That's a key. And so I'm like, okay, no problem. He says, but when you see the engineer coming to visit you, you better get ready because that means something is broken and it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Uh-oh.
It's just the way it goes. That's the engineering business. So when he said he wanted to buy my lunch yesterday, I got nervous. But he just wanted to buy lunch to be nice.
Oh, see?
I love that.
Nothing to worry about.
We like Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going out to grab some of that delicious Wolf River popcorn. You know, the owner came by yesterday, and every time he visits, he brings these huge bags of this gourmet popcorn.
I get so excited when I see you have a meeting with him.
So I'm walking out, and everybody has devoured the popcorn.
Especially Kyle. Kyle, like, have a bag.
He was like, I didn't do anything. And his fingers are stained with the popcorn.
Yeah.
Dust.
His breath smells. He's just over here, like, got little dust on his shirt.
But so now I'm going to have to go out and buy some popcorn.
I like grabbed the bag because we were all sharing it. And I'm like, man, there's like nothing in here.
So what's great about it's a family owned and family run. It's a very small operation and it's based here in Memphis, Wolf River. That's the one of the big rivers here. And it's the Wolf River Popcorn Company. And I would encourage you folks, try it out. It's a little pricey. But I'm telling you, you're going to love the stuff. And now I'm a caramel guy.
I'm not.
But there's another. What was that? There was caramel and spicy barbecue.
It was like barbecue and then white cheddar. And I put the barbecue and the white cheddar together, and it tastes like smoked cheddar.
It's phenomenal.
It's very
and
good.
It's a little kick to it. But
just
it's
a little.
But it's a dry rub that they use. So it's
yes.
an authentic. So the flavors are authentic, and they're Memphis and unbelievable.
So all you Rendezvous fans.
So, right. And I'm just telling
rub.
You. I know they're going to come on as a sponsor eventually, but right now, I'm just telling you, if you want good popcorn, this is it. So, live show blog, toddstearns.com, and you
there.
Can check it out there. Jeez, a loo. But, Grace, next time, we're going to get like a safe and lock it up so I'll have some popcorn.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
I can only imagine what would happen if the Dinstall's chocolate people came by and brought, and by chocolate people, I don't mean in a spiritual
gotta watch the way
you know
work
I'm going to get in trouble. It's they.
Media matters.
Todd Stern's that racist. He called them chocolate people. No, they're the chocolate makers.
Oh, Todd.
You see, we were on our way to having a really perfect show, and I just stepped right in it. Dinstall's chocolate. They've been around for like 100 years here in Memphis. I think it's a German family. I don't. They make chocolate, and folks, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. This is why we're so well-rounded here in this part of the country. We got good food. That's why I could not live in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oof. Yeah, when I went down to New Orleans a couple months ago, the food was amazing. That was my favorite part of the trip.
I was doing an event. We were doing a book signing in Lafayette for KPEL, and Bernadette Lee is just she's been the longtime morning show host. She's one of my favorite people on radio. And so anyway, we're live on the air doing the morning show, and she says, Todd, one of the local bake shops is going to come by, one of the bakeries. They have made you a boudin pecan pie. Now, at first blush, that does not sound very appetizing. But if you've had boudin, and we'll have to let our Louisiana listeners explain what it is, but it's a spicy sausage. A garlicky kind of a sausage.
Sure.
And they put the sausage in with the pecan pie mix. And you think, this doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it sounds kind of strange.
And, of course, when you're the guy that's being presented the pie, which weighs about 5 pounds, it's a heavy pie.
I'm sure.
You got to take a bite. So I took a bite, and then I took another, and then I took another, and I just had to say, oh, that's it. I had to just, it was that rich and delicious.
Mm.
But anyway, it's one of the local bakeries down there, and they do this thing called a boudin pecan pie.
Why do we always talk about food
I
during
don't
the
know.
Show?
Why,
it's lunchtime.
This was not even on the schedule of things to talk
no,
about.
No, it's not.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, folks. Always glad to have you with us. By the way, new report out on Joe Biden's job performance. Only 35% of Americans approve of the job Biden is doing. This is according to the latest Quinnipiac polling. I'm surprised it's that high. But this tells us, to Jim Jordan's point, Biden cannot run for another term in office. I mean, there's nothing there. Even the Democrats are turning on this guy now. Everybody knows we're in trouble. 45% disapprove of his handling of the Supreme Court. 53% disapprove of his response to the China virus. 54% disapprove of foreign policy. 54% disapprove of the way he's handling Russia and Ukraine. 61% are upset about how he's handling the economy. Biden's approval on managing the economy is at 33%, 40-year high of inflation right now. Have you been to the grocery store lately, folks? Been to go get some gas? By the way, Russia invades Ukraine, you better get a bicycle because the price of gas is going to go through the roof. Here are the approval ratings on some of the key issues. Inflation, 27%. Immigration, 12%. That's it, 12%. China virus, 10%. Election laws, 8%. Racial inequality, 7%. Supreme Court, 1%. Democrats are horrified. According to Breitbart, Democrats are alerting their leadership that based on Biden's polling numbers, their party will not fare well in the November midterms. At last count, 30 Democrats have announced they are retiring from Congress. Even MSDNC's Joe Scarborough says that Democrats are in trouble. The elites, the wealthy, the people in the ivory towers are running the Democrat Party into the ground. The progressives are. That's who's leading the party. That's who's really leading all of this. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Steve in Central Arkansas wants to weigh in on Russia. Hey, Steve, good to have you with us.
Hey, Todd. The Biden administration hasn't been too good so far on predicting or warning about the moves Russia's planning on Ukraine. But there is one prediction he's making that I think he's probably right on when he keeps talking about Russia is planning on a false flag operation. If anybody should be able to recognize a false flag operation, it should be the Biden administration. Because everything they have done since he took office has been some form of false flag operation to try to hurt this country.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Steve, what do you think we ought to do? What should our response be if or when Putin invades Ukraine?
Well, I think I'm going to go back a little further. I think we've started this whole thing off wrong, and I've said this for years. I think we should have went to the United Nations when he started assembling those troops and said, okay, this is your neighbor. Y'all take the lead on this. What do you want to do? We're here to support and help, but make them make the call. This, if it was Canada amassing troops to invade us, we should take the lead on it. But over there, I think he should make the United Nations, which is all neighbors of Russia, they should be taking the lead, and they should decide what's to be done.
I like that idea. Look, I think that's a pretty common sense approach to all of this. I don't mind that we're giving them weapons. I don't mind that we're giving them money they need to buy tanks or whatever. I think that's perfectly fine. We have an agreement with Ukraine. But when it comes to actually boots on the ground, let's let NATO handle that. Let's let the European partners handle that. Steve,
we're just itching to get into another police action.
Yes, we are.
That's
exactly right. And that's why Liz Cheney's not speaking out here, because she supports Biden on this. She's one of the biggest war hawks up on Capitol Hill, just like her father. And they want us to get into an armed conflict with somebody. And it is a dangerous game that Joe Biden is playing right now. Steve, got to run. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of the TV show Yellowstone and the prequel, 1883. By the way, there's a sequel to the prequel. It's very confusing, but they're going to do another series set in the 1930s based on Yellowstone. So one of my favorite actors, he's one of the ranch hands, a guy by the name of Forey J. Smith, just a good old boy. This guy is just a good old boy. And the entire cast has been nominated for a SAG Award. So everybody was planning on going down to California to Hollywood for the awards. But it turns out the SAG Awards, they're forcing every person, every actor has to show proof of vaccine status. They got to show that they've had a booster shot. They've also got to show proof of a negative China virus test. So Forey Smith says, not going to happen. Not me. No thanks.
Hey.
Hey,
I want to apologize to y'all for not being at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I mean, no offense to anyone. I'm not vaccinated, and it's a requirement to be vaccinated to be at the Screen Actors Guild Awards ceremony. You have to be vaccinated with a booster shot and a negative COVID test within 48 hours. Got to wear a K95, 62, 43, 50, whatever kind of mask. And I'm not vaccinated. I will not get vaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated since I was a little kid. I don't vaccinate my dogs. I don't vaccinate my horses. I've never had a flu shot. I never will. I believe they compromise your immunities. And Man, I'm sorry. I was sure looking forward to walking down the red carpet in my big black American hat and my Justin boots and representing my culture and heritage. But I'm not going to be able to do that. And I apologize to all y'all out there that are part of my culture and heritage. I won't be representing us at the Screen Actors Guild Awards walking down the red carpet. But it's no offense to anybody, anything. It's just my beliefs that I just don't believe in that stuff. And whatever. Thank y'all. Y'all enjoy watching the show anyway, and maybe next year get on that red carpet. Thank you all. God bless.
All right. God bless you. That's 4E J. Smith. You know, it's interesting. He's actually a real life cowboy, in addition to being an actor on the show. I mean, he's spent decades on horses and doing the rodeos. He's originally from Montana, Helena, Montana. And there's no need to apologize. You know, 4E J. Smith, he plays Lloyd on the show. He's just a good old boy. And you heard him say he just doesn't get into all of that vaccine stuff. And guess what? He's doing just fine. No problems whatsoever. So I say good for you, sir. And I can only hope that the rest of the cast is a no-show. Maybe we could send Hollywood a message. By the way, folks, speaking of sending a message, you could really send a message right now if you switch your phone service. AT&T, they're banning One America News. Also, they're pulling Newsmax off of the cable system that they own up in Cincinnati. And that's why I want you to consider changing your wireless carrier. Consider Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They sponsor our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. They have incredible nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an even greater discount. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my name, promo code Todd, and they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And join millions of other Americans as they support America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get right to the phones. North Carolina, Terry, WSIC. Hey, Terry, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I tuned in before, and I caught the end of your conversation. You were saying that people shouldn't be stealing sneakers that are $150 just because their family, you know, were slaves. And that was about, 10 minutes ago you were talking about something like to that effect, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my point is that, you know, while you received a very good education, apparently you have a great show, right? A lot of people listen to you. You know, unfortunately, in these red states, what we see is that the politicians funnel the money into Christian private schools. So not every person coming out of that slavery, right, back in the day, were getting a good public school education, right? And they weren't funding public schools the way they were funding Christian schools down here. So, like, when they, I think when...
Wait. So you're telling me in North Carolina that Christian schools are getting more public tax dollars than the public schools?
Well, I believe so. I believe.
Where's your proof of that? I'm shocked to hear this.
I don't have any numbers in front of me, Todd. But what I'm saying is that based on what I see and the amount of people that were denied a proper education.
Who was denied? Wait. Who was denied who was denied a public education in your state?
No one was denied a public education, but I think it's a little bit seedy that people should be paying $20,000 out of pocket, $20,000 a year. What does it cost to go to a Christian school?
Well, I don't. I don't know. That, I mean, parents. So get this. No, hold on, Terry. Parents who are doing that are they're not getting tax money from the government to do that. They're pulling that money out of their own pockets.
That's right. Parents are paying out.
You got a problem with that, Terry?
No, I don't have a problem. But what I'm saying, Todd, is that when you have Christian schools where the families are of the elite class and they're paying $20,000
a
year,
who's of the elite class? Oh, you know what, Terry? We're coming up on a break here, and I want to finish this conversation. So Grace, let's get her information. I mean, we've got a couple of guests coming in, but I want to finish this conversation. But the idea that only the wealthy are sending their kids to Christian schools is ludicrous. A lot of people are having to work 2-3 jobs to send their kids because the liberals control the public school system and they've turned it into a hellhole. We'll talk more about that later. Marsha Blackburn coming up next. Stick around, everybody.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
You know, folks, when you look at what's happening across our northern border, where they are going after the bank accounts of pro-Trump supporters, they're threatening to take away the pets of truck drivers. They're threatening to go after any kind of families that might have kids that are minors. They're threatening to take those kids out of the house simply because they oppose the policies of Justin Trudeau. We need to pay very close attention to what's happening north of the border, because those kinds of things are beginning to percolate around here in this country. And we have seen it with the Washington Post trying to dox all of these people who donated to the Freedom Convoy. By the way, Washington Post, I know you've got a reporter that listens to this program. I, too, have donated. And I would love for you to send a reporter my way. But this is obscene. And then you have the Department of Homeland Security trying to equate dissenting speech as a form of terrorism. And thank goodness Senator Marsha Blackburn has been calling them out and demanding they revise their most recent bulletin. Senator Blackburn is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator, always good to have you on the program.
And it is so good to be with you. And yes, indeed, the Homeland Security bulletin that they put out on February 7th is indeed frightening. And when you look at their admonishments in this, wanting people to spy on their neighbors, to report people who are speaking out against the policies of this administration when it relates to COVID, and how they are equating free speech, political speech, with violent terrorism. This is a frightening memo. So, yes, I immediately contacted DHS Secretary Mayorkas and asked him to clarify this memo and to rewrite this memo and to pull this memo down.
It does give you some insight into what these people think about the Constitution and our civil liberties, Senator. You know, going back to the early days of the pandemic when you had the New York Police Department using drones to make sure nobody was having a cookout in their backyard. And then you had people telling, you know, hey, folks, you've got to start reporting your neighbors if you see them doing something that might be in conflict with the local health department.
Well, indeed. What they have used, what the left has used, the socialist or the democratic socialist or the progressives, whatever title they're wanting to call themselves today, what they have done is to use this pandemic to create a permanent pandemic to be able to accelerate lockdowns and mandates and control of your life, to determine what you're going to do daylight to dark, 24/7, 365, from cradle to grave. That is their goal. They think they're the elites. They know better. the rest of us do not have the brain power that they have, and they think they're going to be able to tell us what we should do. And I am not going to sit here and let them get by with that.
Well, I'm glad you're not, and I'm glad you're speaking out on it. This is a direct assault on free speech, and we've just got to stand up forcefully and denounce that. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. Senator, you've also been weighing in on this jaw-dropping report coming from the special counsel, John Durham. Hillary Clinton is saying it's just, you know, it's fake news. I want to get your response to Hillary and the accusations coming from the special counsel.
Sure. Well, first of all, Bill and Hillary Clinton practice triangulation in everything they do. Nothing is ever their fault. It is always the fault of somebody else, somebody who did them wrong, somebody who made a mistake, somebody that blamed something on them that they're not responsible for. So that is how they operate. What we do know is that John Durham has been successful in achieving some prosecutions and indictments. One of the indictments that was returned by a grand jury was on Michael Sussman. He has been indicted for lying to the FBI. Now, what we have learned from Durham's filing is that Sussman worked with a computer company and some, they call them tech experts, which really it's hackers. And during the Trump campaign, they overrode the servers and basically infiltrated the servers at Trump Tower, where the Trump campaign was being run, at President Trump's apartment. And then after he won and was sworn in, they infiltrated the servers at the White House. Now, they did this because they felt like they could prove that Trump was colluding with Russia. They were not able to find that, so what did they do? They made it up. They made the whole thing up. They created this. They sent it to the FBI, the CIA, and they used their friends in the media to perpetuate this story for about 4 years. So we are learning more of who all was involved. I think as this case against Michael Sussman goes to trial, we're going to learn even more about who worked with him, who wrote the checks, who all was involved in crafting the message. We do know that Mark Elias there at the DNC was early in speaking about this. We know that Jake Sullivan, who, by the way, is currently our nation's national security advisor, was the one who initially broke the story. He was Hillary's spokesperson on her campaign.
It's just mind-boggling, and I know we've been covering this story for years now, but, Senator, it turns out that everything President Trump alleged, everything he said, turned out to be true after all.
That's correct. You know, he said he was being spied on, that there was infiltration on his computers. It turns out he was correct about that. And, you know, the other thing to think about, Todd, with the campaign and the president's transition having been run out of Trump Tower, they may have known who those of us that were on the campaign, I vice-chaired the transition, they may have known who we were talking to when we were talking to them, who was coming to interview for different positions. There's no telling what kind of data and information that they scooped up and then tried to use to their advantage. Mm.
And there's a good chance you were spied on and probably didn't even know it.
Well, I've previously written DOJ to ask if when all of this started coming out that they were infiltrating, and we still have never gotten an answer all of this time later. Mm. But it just shows you how desperate they were to win and how furious they were when they lost, and the lengths to which they would go to discredit and ruin President Donald Trump.
You're absolutely right. By the way, Senator, we've got to leave it there, but we have a link to your column on toddstarns.com, Democrat-led policies jeopardize Tennessee and safety, just another tremendous column. And folks, you'll be able to read that right now at toddstarns.com. All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. I know a lot of your constituents are under tornado watches and warnings. Memphis, Tennessee, we're starting to get the brunt of it. So a lot of uneasy folks here in the Volunteer State today.
That's right. Everyone stay safe. Thanks,
all right.
Todd.
All right. Thanks, Senator. Senator Marsha Blackburn, folks. And, man, it is grace. It's like a tsunami outside right now. Unbelievable. We got the boat ready just in case.
Yeah, I mean, and the, you know, you got the rain basically blowing sideways. So.
And tornado watches, they're saying, what, 40, 50 mile an hour winds?
You know, it's like just a couple weeks ago, we had an ice storm.
And they just got the power back on.
Just got the power back on. The local MLGW is like, oh, not again, not another storm.
So what happened to our caller? So folks, again, I just want to, we're always open about this stuff, and we have a policy here. If you disagree with me, you go right to the top of the phone list, right?
Yes.
So we asked the caller to hold on because
Yeah.
It was clear she disagreed with me. I think the point she was trying to, it sounded like she was trying to justify people stealing high dollar shoes. That's what it sounded like we were heading in that direction.
Yeah, and then we just kind of got cut short. And, you know, I told her she could hold on till right after this guest and you'd go right back to her.
Or we offered to call her back and
oh,
say,
yeah.
You know,
or
hey,
I
we'll,
said,
we'll get your number.
I said, you know, you can call us back. You can stay on hold, whatever you want to do. And she said she would hold.
And she hung up.
Sadly.
Okay, well, that's disappointing.
She was very nice.
But I do want to go to Keith, who's listening to us on Nuga Radio in Chattanooga. And Keith was listening to that conversation and wanted to weigh in. Hey, Keith, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you. I cannot believe the delusions this lady is under. Are there other words that just won't be used here on radio? I've been involved with Christian education since 1970. I've raised funds for Christian schools, not higher education Christian, and I'm assuming she meant day schools, K through 12, or a variation thereof. Those schools do not receive tax money.
That's true.
It is paid
yeah, that's
out of
true.
Pocket. It is paid out of pocket by the customer, by the parent, on behalf of their children. My 10th grade year, I was in a public school where it ended up in riots. I missed 3 months of school that year. So I was sent to a private boarding school in Florida, Christian Presbyterian school, where I graduated. The tuition was $1,200. My family did not have the money for that at that time, which seems little now, but back then it was a lot of money. And so I was privileged to work on work scholarship. I could work to help pay for my room, board, and tuition. So I was given an unusual opportunity to attend a very good school because I earned it. I did not expect anything
no.
from people who did not know me.
No, of
and
course
Christian
not.
Christian schools operate that way today.
Well, of course they do. And most of them are, I mean, yes, they're expensive, but they're not $20,000, $30,000 a year. I mean, we're talking about your average, you know, church-sponsored Christian school. And typically they do have scholarships available and things of that nature. But the point
yes.
is, I don't care if you are at a public school. If you are raised right, you know that it is wrong. If you are a Christian, you know it is a sin to go and steal something that is not yours. And there's no justification for that. None whatsoever.
Correct. And if the lady wants to visit Chattanooga, I'll give her a tour of some Christian schools that have low income, medium, and high income customers.
Well, there you go. And that's very neighborly of you. All right.
Sir?
Hey, Keith, we've got a skedaddle here. Got to take a break. We're late for a break, so thank you for calling. By the way, our listeners on KWAM in Memphis, listen up, all you people. This just sort of happened, but severe thunderstorm warning. So you guys might want to go ahead and take cover if you're anywhere in the listening audience there in the Mid-South. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Montgomery County, Virginia, big, big dust-up at the school board meeting, and we've got the video over on our website. I want to set the stage for you here, and this audio is a little bit long, but you need to hear what went down at the school board meeting. So now the school boards, now that they know you moms and dads are now woke as in awake, now that they know all you moms and dads are awake, they're getting concerned. They're getting nervous, and they're starting to lash out. So a mom showed up at the school board meeting, and she was loaded for bear because this mom had video evidence, photographic evidence, that the school board members were not complying with the rules and regulations Thank you for that. So you had moms. This mom, let me start over again. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. So you had a mom at a school board meeting, and this mom at the school board meeting was lashing out. She was explaining that the school board had been caught on video, photographic evidence, that they were not wearing the face masks. They were not abiding by the same rules and regulations as the school students. And so this mom called out the school board. I'm going to play a little bit of that audio now so you can listen to it.
School board members, my name is Alicia Vaught. Senate Bill 739, as you guys probably know, is going to be signed into law very soon. So we're taking the power out of your hands and putting it back with the parents the way it should be. And it's very concerning that you guys would take the power away from the parents. And Ms. Cass, let me just say, point out real fast, when you were saying, introducing the public address comment, you said, this is the time we get to hear from the students, from the staff, and from the community members. You didn't mention parents, not one bit. And I think that's a big issue for Montgomery County, because you guys do not like the parents. That's how I feel. Because you're taking the choice away from the parents, and you're trying to take it and put it into your hands for financial reasons. I don't know. You're taking it away from us, and we have parents' law. So I just wanted to point that out. We sat here last year and listened to you guys preach to us about Governor Northam's executive orders and how we must follow them. You guys remember that? We do. So here's the governor that comes into office, but yet you don't want to follow his orders. Why is that? Why is it different from the last year when we were here to this year? Two different governors, two different political parties. So we were supposed to follow it last year, but not this year. That makes no sense. And it makes all of you a bunch of hypocrites, except for Dana and Jamie.
All right, now let me jump in here, because there's what happens next is shocking, because the school board member decides she's going to go toe-to-toe with this mom. And it does not end well for the school board member. So we're going to play that a little bit later on before we have to wrap things up today. But one of the things that I've discovered here, and we have audio after audio after audio clip of this we've been playing over the past month or so, you moms and dads have decided enough is enough. We're not going to take this kind of nonsense anymore. We're not going to take this garbage, and we're going to stand up and we're going to fight back. That's what we are going to do. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. While you are there, not only order some of that great popcorn in the live show blog, but we want you to download our podcast and our free newsletter. It comes out in about 35, 40 minutes or so. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the state of South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman, joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Doing great, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Congressman, you are among many Republicans raising some concerns about President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm. There are some allegations that she may have improperly been reporting some stock transactions. What's going on here?
Well, you know, what she's done, Todd, is, you know, she was sworn in on February 25th of 2021. She had the President Biden participate in a virtual tour for Proterra, which has got a plant near my district in South Carolina. But this is Proterra was a company that she sat on the board. She had multiple shares of stock there. And she actually sold the stock between April 30th and October 26th, nine different times. And, you know, she violates two things. On the Stock Act that was 10 years old, you got to report sales within 45 days. The other thing is she violates the Constitution. You know, the Emoluments Clause, Article 1, Section 9, you can't enrich yourself. And she made $1.6 million in capital gains on the stock sales. And to think about it, Todd, for your listeners, Jennifer Granholm was governor for 8 years, 2002 to 2010. Prior to that, she was spent a term as a AG. And so she's not new to politics. She knows ethics, or should know it, and know rules. She just violates them.
Well, and it seems to go along to with the lawlessness of the Biden administration, Congressman. They don't believe they have to abide by the same laws, the same rules and regulations as the rest of the country.
No, and I mean, the only response we had, you know, our letter went out May 12th. On June 29th, get this, her only statement was we were in full, we were in compliance. Didn't offer any of the many things we asked for, records, emails, conversations. They just don't do it. And I was at we had her in Washington where she addressed a group of conservatives, and it's just words with this administration. They don't answer anything. They don't take ownership in anything. And it's just more of the same. So corruption isn't limited just to the Clintons and to others. It's so many of these appointees that Biden has put in place in power just don't stack up as being statesmen or honest as they should be.
You know, Congressman, we've been following these mask mandates. We saw the great hypocrisy on full display at the Super Bowl, where you have all these Democrats forcing children to mask up. They're walking around unmasked. All these Hollywood celebrities doing the same thing. And now you have parents that are rising up and demanding that the local school boards relinquish control over these mandates. How big of a deal is that in South Carolina in your congressional district?
Well, fortunately, we didn't have a governor that, you know, locked the state down. He was like DeSantis in Florida and others. You know, we kept operating. It was the individual's choice as to whether to get the vaccine or to wear a mask. And if you look at the latest statistics I saw, you know, they've dropped from, I think it was 453,000 infections 2 weeks ago to 136,000 as of this past Tuesday. And Johns Hopkins University is a reputable source. So, you know, seven states have dropped the business mask mandates, which I would make the argument should not have been in place anyway. But all of them still require, other than I think Nevada, require a mask in the schools, which is ridiculous.
Well, it is. It's nuts. And especially when you look at all the reports coming out and the reporting on children suffering all sorts of psychological issues as a result of wearing these masks, you know, doing the Zoom classes. It's impacting an entire generation of kids, and we've got to do something about that.
Well, the hypocrisy, as you notice, I mean, look at the 70,000 people that attend the Super Bowl. Where are the masks? What about the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has been reported? Where was his mask at the restaurant? Where was Stacey Abrams' mask when she was at a classroom of children who were masked. Where was a mask on Lisa Slocum? She was maskless at a campaign. It's just hypocrisy at its height. This is just about power for them, Todd. And, you know, it's you know, we see it in Washington, D.C. every day. Luckily, the vaccine mandate card you had to show in businesses was taken off by the Mayor Bowser, but it should have never been on there in the first place.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman, Congressman, at this hour, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, meeting at the U.N., warning that Ukraine is in peril, global stability is threatened. He's warning that Russia might launch a false flag operation as a Ukrainian town has apparently been hit by some shelling. Where do you stand on all of this, and what do you think the United States should do here?
Well, first of all, I have no confidence in this administration. I mean, if they can't defend our borders, which they're not, they're intentionally not defending, how are you going to defend the borders of a foreign country? And for this administration to basically not know what to do, I mean, Todd, they've got 150,000 military forces around the borders of Ukraine. They did pull back, or said they were, and then, you know, the press reported that they were, you know, not going to invade. But that's just not the case. The troops are there, and what are we doing? We sent 5 troops to Poland, and another 85 on standby. What are they doing? When we had them, we tried to get information in Congress. All they had was words. I mean, where's the air power? Are we going to use that? What about sanctions? What does that mean? What are you going to do to exercise leverage over a rogue country led by a thug in Vladimir Putin? So I don't know. It's very frustrating to watch. This would have never happened under Donald Trump. They would have never taken this chance. This president, I mean, look what he did on the Nord Stream pipeline. That's just, he's emboldened the country. Did when he first got in office. So I have no confidence in him. All they've used is words, and with no plan, with nothing that they're putting forward that's going to save Ukraine. And I don't, you know, I doubt they will. His actions say that there'll be inaction, as there has been on everything else.
All right, Congressman, we will leave it there. Always good to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
All right, that's Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina. And again, no, there have been no altercations yet between Ukrainian forces and Russian forces. We will keep you updated if anything happens during this radio program. Just to point out, though, if you're talking about geography, if you get your Rand McNally map out, it's about 500, 600 miles between Kiev and Warsaw, Poland. And that is something that we all need to be paying very close attention to. If, in fact, Russia does invade, does occupy Kiev, they are a very short distance, relatively speaking, a very short distance from the Polish border. And if Russia wants to make any move there, that would be a very, very dangerous situation, because at that point, we have to intervene based on our relationships in NATO. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to tell you why I am a member of AMAC. Over 2 million other active seniors, now members of this great group. If you are 50 years of age or older, you too can join AMAC. They are fighting for conservative values on Capitol Hill. And they also provide some great benefits for members. You're going to get incredible discounts on hotel, travel, and restaurants. But at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/darns today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/darns to become an AMAC member just like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. So again, amac.us/darns.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, there is a weird story out of Finland. And by the way, if you want to watch that video from Montgomery County, you can go to our website. We've got the full video there for you. There is a story out of Finland where a member of parliament, Päivi Räsänen, is facing several years in prison, up to 2 years in prison, because she expressed her religious viewpoints on some key cultural issues of the day. She is a Christian. She is married to a pastor. She is a retired medical doctor. And she's in trouble because of a tweet she wrote, as well as some other postings with regard to marriage and what the Bible has to say about those issues. And she's literally on trial for these charges. Cut number 7.
I'm very optimistic to win the case, but I have to say that I have been very optimistic all the time. I would never have believed that this happens in Finland, because we are a democracy with freedom of speech and freedom of religion in our constitution. And we have also signed up to international human rights treaties. So it has been very unbelievable all the time that this process has continued. So you never can know what happens. If I will be convicted, and if my pamphlet I have written already 20 years ago, or these social media updates, if they will be banned, then it would mean that thousands of similar writings and statements would be banned. In fact, Prosecutor General, she has said in public that if Päivi Räsänen is convicted, it is still allowed to have Bibles in the libraries and to have debates and discussions about the Bible and even to cite the Bible. But what is forbidden is to agree with the Bible. And at the same time, she compared the Bible to Mein Kampf and said that they have this kind of hate speech. So you can't. You are allowed in your mind to agree with the Bible, but you can't state it publicly. So I think that it would be dangerous for these basic freedoms if I am convicted. I would like to encourage people now to use their freedoms, to use the right and freedom to speech and religion, because the more we are silent about these issues, the narrower will be the space for the freedom of speech and religion. And that's why now it is the time for Christians to be open about their faith tell openly about the message of the Bible, and especially about the message of the gospel.
All right, there you go. That's what persecution sounds like. A woman who is on trial, and I wanted you to hear her voice. In many of these cases, the media portrays people like her as some sort of intolerant monsters, but she just happens to have religious beliefs, and she is living her life according to those beliefs, and now she may go to prison for that. By the way, these are beliefs held by, I would say, most people of faith all over the world. But these kinds of beliefs are coming under attack, and I caution you, because here in this country, there are efforts to criminalize those parts of the Bible that deal with issues that people feel very uncomfortable about. And this is, and yes, it could happen. And I say that based on the fact that you have a sitting member of parliament in Finland who could spend the next 2 years in jail because of something she believes. Now, look, there are plenty of people in this country that believe things that I do not believe. They hold viewpoints that I do not share. As a matter of fact, there are some people who hold to beliefs that I find repugnant and reprehensible. But you know what? It's America. It's their right to have those beliefs. So you're not going to see me out there trying to shut down people who just because they disagree with me or I don't believe in what they're saying. Yet that is not the case of liberals in this country, ladies and gentlemen, because they do not want you to have a belief. They don't even want you to stay quiet about it. They want to remove you from society. And there are many woke evangelicals here in this country, and quite frankly, woke evangelicals are the product of Trump derangement syndrome. You had many good and decent people, conservative people, church-going people who became leftist, who became woke because of their hatred of Donald John Trump. And it has infected their lives, and it's a horrible thing. I mean, it truly is a horrible thing that's happening in this country. And they're out there saying, well, you know, we should not be causing people to be offended. So in with that mindset of, okay, we've got it. Whatever we do, love is the most important thing, and we've got to love people. And anything in the Bible that causes people to be offended, we've got to get rid of. I mean, this is, folks, I'm telling you, this is where American Christianity is going right now. It's going into a very dangerous, dark place. And a lot of these people were closet Democrats, and, you know, it is what it is. So I feel bad for this lady. I hope that she is able to – I hope she's able to win her case. If she is not, I believe that she will be honored by God Almighty if she has to go to prison for believing that marriage is between a man and a woman. Did you think that would be a thing? I mean, just what? A couple of years ago, you had the entire state of California vote on this, and the entire state of California, one of the most liberal states in America, voted down gay marriage. I mean, we're not talking about Georgia. We're talking about far-left California. So it's not, I mean, I know what they're telling us today. Today, the narrative is, oh, yes, everyone's always been in support of gay marriage. No, that's not the case. And I mean, it's, and we could talk for hours about this subject. But the issue is that the public schools in this country are forcing an agenda on the rest of the country. And sooner or later, what's happening in Finland is going to happen here, folks. And that's why 2022 is so vitally important. We've got to stand up for free speech, even speech you disagree with. We got to stand up for it. All right, folks, again, ToddStarnes.com. Lots of great stuff for you to see there. We will see you tomorrow on the radio. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.